We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, final hour. Wiggy, Fallon, James, the number 617-779-7937. Celtics have a huge game today coming up at 3:30. You always love when the Celtics play the Lakers and two teams are relevant and prominent, and they both are. Unfortunately, Kemba Walker won't play today, so there's that. We also got into Brady Belichick, who will get the blame. If Brady leaves, will it be Belichick? Will it be Kraft? Some people might blame Brady. Wilder Fury last night. On that end of the table, we didn't drop too much stock in the Bruins last night. It's an 82-game grind this season.
Right.
They'd won 11 in the previous 12. Celtics right now, they're on a roll.
They go heat up. Neither one of those teams are going to, like... I think the conversation gets really interesting once the postseason starts, especially with the Bruins, because the Bruins, you expect
them to
be...
But what about giving up a first for Kasha?
I don't know. I mean, I don't... Like, I'm not in the hockey world to know about this guy, and is he gonna help?
Giving up those
is he gonna help him with secondary scoring? Right.
Right. Yeah.
But you're gonna look at the Bruins. The Bruins are a team that you expect them to be right back where they were last year. So they're gonna get judged on what they do in the postseason.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now there's also something the Bruins could maybe still go after Brandon Saad from the Chicago Blackhawks.
I still think they're gonna make a deal.
Well, I can say this. Unlike do nothing, Danny Ainge. Mm-hmm. At least they did something.
Well, but here's the thing. This is such a shock to everyone in Boston because Patriots didn't do anything at the trade deadline. Celtics didn't do anything at the trade deadline.
Not many.
Yeah, the Pats went and got Mohamed Sanu. So, I mean, that's like
they
did. Something.
And they got Garoppolo in 2017. They got rid of Garoppolo in 2017.
No, I'm just saying.
So there's this. NFL trade deadline's different. But Danny did nothing at the trade.
But if you're the Bruins, though, right?
Yeah.
For the trade deadline, you have to do something because think about this.
You got the lightning on your heels, man.
How long is this window going to be open?
I think this is it.
This is it.
I mean, come on.
There was a lot
Zidane
of questions.
Zidane, Bergeron, Tuca? Like, how much longer is it?
I mean, how long is this?
Yeah.
How long is this window? So you get to game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last year, so you have to now make the push. Because if you don't get to the Stanley Cup Finals, isn't this season a loss?
It is. And last year, who did they get at the deadline?
You said the same thing about them last year.
Yeah, but who did
not?
It was a loss.
It was literally.
Who did they get at the deadline last year? Coyle and Johansson. So that was huge.
Right.
So I'm hoping that Kasha will be that guy.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody, even last year before the trade deadline, thought the Bruins, I think they felt like they were good enough, but I don't think anybody penciled them in to be in the Stanley Cup.
No, but here's the thing. Everyone had the Lightning. The Lightning were the best team in hockey. The Lightning were the best record
this
in the regular
year,
season.
You would be, I think it's fair to say that the Bruins are a team that you could pencil in.
No doubt. No doubt. But the Lightning are on your heels, and here's the thing. The Lightning got Blake Coleman, so that's good for them. And they're back. They're hot. I believe they're like something ridiculous. Like
yeah, they're
24
rolling.
And 4 since December 23rd. So, and the Bruins were hot up until last night as well.
Hey, but you're just, they're going to get judged on the postseason.
Now, like 2 years ago, the Bruins traded for Rick Nash.
Mm-hmm.
That was a miss.
Yeah, but last year they
traded for Coyle and Johansson.
And it worked
huge
out for them.
Hit. Right. So let's hope Kasha will be that guy for them coming over from Anaheim. I would have loved to have seen Toffoli. Now, Kreider, it's like you can't keep giving up first. You can't keep sacrificing your future for the now. But this window, I think this is it, man. It's closing. That window is closing of opportunity for the Bees. 617-779-7937. Steve's up in a truck. Thanks for holding. I know you're looking forward to the huge game today at 3:30, but I'm very, very upset And I haven't been at all. I'm a huge Kemba fan. I was afternoon host when he got drafted by the Charlotte Bobcats in 2011. I'm very disappointed, Steve, in him hurting himself during the All-Star game and now that compromising the Celtics West Coast road trip.
Good morning, gentlemen. Wiggy, how are you?
What's going on?
Fellow East Bostonian, Wiggy knows me from East Boston.
That's right.
Listen, Mark, I usually agree with 90% of what you say. I'm one of your only guys that does that. But with this Kemba Walker thing, I have to disagree with you to a degree. And the reason I'm saying that is, all right, so you get hurt in the All-Star game. You don't pick yourself for the All-Star game. You have to pick, number one. It's supposed to be an honor to play. It was a good game. But what's to say he wasn't going to get hurt in the next game?
But I don't care. Listen, Steve, that's fine. That's fine. You don't do it in an exhibition.
Yeah, but you can't say, I understand what you're saying, but if you're on that bench and you're playing that in that exhibition game, so you say, and they call your number to come out and play, you got to go out and play. I'm sorry. I'm not saying no. I'm going out. That's the choice you make, and that's the choice your coach makes to put you there. He knows the ramifications of this, and I just can't give the guy, a lot of blame for that. I'm sorry. I just think he's representing the league and doing his things. On another note, on the hockey game, I think you're right about the Bruins. Like the door is closing, but last night's game, I put that aside because it was a total game. They traveled all the way across Canada for that game.
Brutal.
They had to be like dragging big time. So I got to believe they're going to be back in the fray again this year. This kid Kasha, they picked up. He's 24 years old. He's a big body, and he really got a lot of opportunity.
But the only problem, Steve, the only problem with Kasha, he's got a bad concussion history, and that's not good. You don't know. The next hit he takes could be the last.
Right.
He's really good.
So here's what I would say on the Kemba thing, right? Going into the All-Star game, was he having knee issues?
Yeah.
Okay, so then
he's had knee issues for a while.
No, but I'm saying that we're affecting him when you go, okay, maybe I shouldn't play in this All-Star game.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Where's Danny Ainge to come in and say, maybe you should,
right. Like Mark Cuban forbid Dirk to play for Germany during the Olympics in years past. So you're not playing for the Olympics.
I think it's okay to say that Jason Tatum was going to get his due because he was obviously one of the biggest names in this year's All-Star.
Kemba's already made the All-Star game before.
Why didn't Danny step in and say...
That's on Danny Ainge, right?
Exactly.
That's on Danny Ainge.
But shouldn't Kemba know better?
Right.
Like, if you know... This is a chance that this might bother you. And I know you want to play in the All-Star game, but if you make the decision to play in the All-Star game, that tells me that you're fine.
Like, if they get beat today, whether it's decisively or close, especially if it's close, you're going to be more mad. I know it's a one regular season game, but you know what? You already beat the Lakers. You beat them by 32 points here a few weeks ago.
Yep.
You know today they're out for blood. Because they know when you play, the Celtics come to town, it evokes Magic, Bird, Kareem, Parrish, Mikhail, Worthy. It's that whole thing. I wanted to see Kemba play today. And all I know is that you compromised this game and maybe longer to go all out in a meaningless exhibition game, which did nothing for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, but here's what's worse. There's one of the Twitter doctors, so to speak, but she also worked for NBC Sports Boston, was saying that this Synvisic injection that helps with soreness and swelling, it's used for mild to moderate arthritis. So this could be something that could linger on. It says it's for a while.
Well,
it does not sound good.
You know who,
not great news.
You know who's got a horrible degenerative arthritic condition in his career? I'm telling you, he'll be out of the NFL in less than 3 seasons. Maybe 2. Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley is done.
Yeah. That guy is done. If you look at him now, when the Rams were making the run to the Super Bowl, up until November, he got hurt, and he's got what Terrell Davis had. He's got the degenerative knee,
right.
And it's killing him. Six,
I thought
one,
you
seven,
were going to say something else. Like,
7797.
Greg Oden?
No. Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley.
I hope
it's not that serious, though.
I know, but you know what, though? We all know this. The shelf life for an NFL running back is going to get short. It's going to get shorter and shorter and shorter.
That's why I don't have a problem with Ezekiel Elliott getting that money.
Because of the
contact. He had that bad injury in college, though. When you think about Todd Gurley,
he did.
So that, if it's in, you know, if
I was there that night. I was there when he got hurt. It was bad against Auburn. Thought his career was over.
And if it's that same knee,
right,
then you can kind of see, because I think he's one of the names that the Rams were seeing if they could possibly trade him.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about a guy who was an MVP candidate a couple years ago, and now it's like, whoa, his career could be over. Let's go back to the phones. Nick in Weymouth, what's up?
Hey, I didn't watch the play yesterday. I didn't watch it.
First of all, you're going to have to talk much clearer into your phone. You sound like you're on far away and you're like on a drive-through.
There we go.
Take it off.
Our little boy's all grown up on a light.
I just put it on speakerphone.
Take us away. Once we get you on the air, then you.
All right. I watched the entire fight as much as you could see on YouTube, about 60 something minutes worth, whatever the heck it was. I got to tell you. I've watched boxing for many, many years. I haven't watched it in the last few years. I watch Mayweather, guys like that, actually good boxers. I've never seen either of those guys fight. I got to tell you, Fury is the most overrated boxer I've ever seen as a heavyweight, all right? The other guy is overrated as well. He had no style, no footwork. He should not have won the fight, obviously. But I have no idea what his strategy was. He changed his weight. They both changed their weight for this fight. By the way, I thought the referee was not a good referee.
Why?
Too many headlocks.
Oh yeah, there were some couple rabbit punches. There were.
Stuff like that. But it wore him down. That's wore him down. What I'm saying is his style in that fight, Wilder. I don't know what it was supposed to be.
Well, you know what it was, Nick. Here's the thing, and I put this on his trainer, and that was the thing for me is that you going in this fight. That Sugar Hill Stewart, the nephew of the late, great Emmanuel Stewart from Kronk Gym in Detroit, he was the one who trained Fury. Fury had a goal. Fury had a plan. They had a strategy. And I'll agree with you. I don't think that Deontay Wilder and his kid, JD's cost him that fight. Like, JD,
Fury's a better boxer. Deontay Wilder, he just throws haymakers.
He dominated for 15 out of 19 rounds. I can't argue that.
Look at his fights.
Right?
I can't
argue that anymore.
It's, you know, from the hip, and it's just everything's a knockout punch.
That's it. All right, we'll get back to more of your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Armin and Quincy has a question, which I want to get to, that I'm salivating to get to this question on the other side, but now it's time for trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Wiggy, James, and Fallon on WEEI.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom, explosion.
Just classic. This is song, timeless. It holds up today. As great as it was when it was released back in 1990, 91. LL Cool J, who's now a big-time actor. Let's just say this. It might not have been a knockout, but it may as well have been last night.
I'm glad that the two of you haven't knocked each other out today.
No, it's all good. Hey,
I'm super proud. There's a mama moment of pride.
Well, hey.
I just want to pat you guys in the back and make you cookies and be congrats.
Thank you. I told OMF last week when I came in and did 6 to 10 last Monday night. I said, here's the great thing about Wiggy. He's the easiest guy to work with. And on top of that, there's no hard feelings. We finished the rest of the show. Today, I go, Wiggy's not thin-skinned, unlike some other people at this station.
Don't bother me one bit.
I mean, I just was like, geez. Yeah. Like, do business. I jump in?
Yeah,
I
didn't jump in. Jump in.
I mean, no, but I was like, trying to tell you guys to stop. The ears were so you were like Elmer Fudd with, your, with the steam coming out of your ears. Your face was all red.
Courtney,
he was insulting your intelligence. I was like, this is a problem.
Well, there'll be a day when you are on the other side of that.
You
never know.
No, not from me. Not from me.
You never
know. Yeah, but from who? Yeah. I mean, but you know
fun.
What the sad thing is?
What's that?
Is that being a woman, if I was in a healthy argument with someone,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I would welcome it, of course, because yeah. this is, listen, it's even playing field. Like, I come and I box in the ring with the boys.
Ah.
But like, okay, if another guy came at me and was we were having a screaming argument, yeah. mm-hmm. people would immediately think that it was harassing. It was that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
someone
just depends on how you right. come off afterwards.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, every woman who, and I think I'm thinking of one person that, you know, got into a melee with someone on national TV. And immediately, uh-huh. you know, people believe, oh, this is harassment. You know, it's harassment.
Like, I look at it.
I think. That's part of like what's wrong.
Like you just said, we're all in the ring together.
Yeah,
no, but I mean, but it shouldn't be like that. But that's public perspective of what people.
I should treat you the same way.
You should.
I treat.
I don't. I'm not asking anyone to do differently. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah. That's it. So it's all good. It's all, hey, that's the thing. Wiggy's got thick skin. Wiggy can take a punch. He doesn't have a glass jaw. Yeah. There are other people in this market and at this station that aren't so thick skinned that hold vendettas. So that they
once the red light goes off, it's all hey, it's man, all. It's all yeah. what you doing?
Hey,
I'm rolling my eyes. You can't see. Hey, it. I'm rolling my eyes. I think that that's just a overplayed BS.
What's that?
No. Wiggy was in that chair.
People who have vendettas against other people at the station. We're past that.
Wiggy was in that chair once when I had a guy went out with somebody. Yeah, so yeah,
just
fine.
Have fun with
that's
it.
That's fun.
Exactly.
It's all good. It's all nothing personal here. We don't take any of it home.
Even though we might take personal jabs, it's part of the game.
Yeah. Listen, it's water off the back. You know
it's
that.
Like
hey, I'll give you think about Ordway. Say what you want to Ordway. He's got thick skin, too. You could say whatever you want about him.
Because he's been in the business for like 85 years.
Whatever you call it.
He's like a dinosaur.
Whatever you called it when you were growing up.
But, like, I mean, I feel like Ordway was on
by the way,
that
was an unintentional shot that was hilarious. He's like a dinosaur.
It's whatever you called it
he's archaic.
When you were growing up, whether it was cracking on each other, joning on each other, you know, kidding on each other, whatever it is, it's a part of it. Oh, man, I see your mama down at the welfare office.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, your mama's so ugly.
You know the big one people used to say?
What is this music we're playing?
You know the big one?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
He's a dinosaur.
Hey, you know what the big thing when we were in middle school and high school that the kids would always say to each other, right? Your mom's like McDonald's. 8 billion served.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one.
Your mama just so ugly, man. The doctor should have slapped her.
Oh no!
And then it's like, oh no, my mother's dead. It's like, well, let's dig her up and slap her anyways.
Oh no!
Oh god!
That's part of it.
Well,
we know we're all joking.
Yeah, it's all in good head. No hard feelings.
I feel like everyone's got to call in with their best yo mama.
No,
oh,
no,
yeah,
no.
Call
in. Yeah, go ahead. By the way, Nick Cannon is taking applications for the new Wildin' Out. Armin and Quincy, thanks for holding.
So fat.
Armin, what's up, Armin?
Hey, guys. I'm just calling in regards to a possible injury. Kemba has, it sounds like, the more I listen to you guys and people, it sounds like it could be more serious than I thought. So, come playoffs, do we roll with Wanamaker and Smart, or do we go after a point guard, maybe, let's say, Isaiah?
No, Isaiah Thomas, that ship has sailed. I don't want him coming back. I think that this chemistry, this team, listen, I know he would do all the right things, but you know as well as I do, he would turn into Mr. Fourth Quarter, and everything ran through him, but then he would be a defensive liability. I think there would be another point guard option out there that we could go with, but I think
who at this time,
I think for now, Wanamaker, but if ultimately, I mean,
there's nobody out there. You had a chance during the trade deadline, but you should have been looking for a defensive big, and you didn't do that. I mean, this is the team that you're going to ride with. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's going to
be.
Yeah,
now, a former BC guy who's averaging 15 and a half a game, I would have brought him home after he got bought out by the Pistons was Reggie Jackson. Yeah, but he's with the Clippers now. So he's,
loaded up. Man.
Dude, their bench is better than some teams starting
Marcus
fives.
Morris, Reggie Jackson.
They're loaded,
you knew this going into the season.
Yeah, Montrezl Harrell's coming off the bench.
Not to mention, I mean, better organization, better owner. I mean, one of the owners, Steve Ballmer, is a guy that he acquiesces between the front office and the players. And then you got Doc Rivers. It was always a win-win going to the Clippers. Clippers over the Lakers.
No doubt. I'm with the Clippers, to me, made all the moves. But here's the one thing about it. When it comes to having a deep bench, you really only go seven, maybe eight in the playoffs.
It gets a lot shorter coming postseason.
You don't start going real deep in your bench unless somebody gets hurt, like last year, Durant or something like that. And then you can't replace Durant anyway with somebody off the bench. Steven's up next in North Conway. Hey, Steven.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Steven?
I'm going to give you my opinion. And I've said this in the past about Tom Brady. I mean, let's cut to the chase here. I'm so tired about this money issue. Figure it out. I'm just gonna go on here for about 30 seconds. It's kind of, and then I'll get your response. It's so ridiculous with this money situation. Figure Bob Kraft is going to take a major hit if he leaves because of money. If he doesn't leave because of money, I think me as a Patriots fan since the Fenway Park era, I will be okay with that. If he leaves because of money, and Bob Kraft's not a dope, there's going to be and what happened to him over the last year, he's going to take another shot to the gut. No, he's not going because of money, because Patriots plays, and Wizzy, I'm on your side. Patriots place will take a major hit next year, and there will be empty seats. Right. So the money that he's not giving him, he's going to lose. If he keeps him, he's going to get it back tenfold, and he's still a top 10 quarterback. And there's not a replacement.
Yeah, well, Steven.
A 10-year contract. Figure it out.
Steven, that's the thing, is that if this was, let's just say, like 3 years ago, okay, and you still had Jimmy Garoppolo here, then I'd say, okay, you got your next guy. You don't have your next guy here. We don't know what Jared Stidham.
I think it's going to be a lose-lose situation for both parties.
Yeah, and he's completely right.
For both parties,
I don't think both parties.
No, I think Brady could
think
come
Brady
out of
the can
good.
Go somewhere and be successful, but he's right. The seats, people ain't going to see the Patriots with Stidham at quarterback.
Or Andy Dalton.
Right.
Do you know every day I wake up and Peter King will not keep Andy Dalton's name out of his mouth? It gets me so...
When has Peter King been right about anything, really?
That's
like a huge story? When has Peter King's opinion... I know that he has, you know, has the grandeur of being one of the greatest sports writers of all time. Mm-hmm. But on stuff like this, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you're counting down the days of like how much. I don't care. I don't like. I'm not the one that's sitting on the calendar and saying like, oh my God, you know, five more days. Like, everyone has an opinion on this.
That's
and
all
about 85-90% of people are wrong.
Yeah, and,
like, don't listen to like the Jeff Darlington is full of turd.
Well,
he's full
of
crap.
I don't believe
anything that he's saying.
The one thing we will all agree upon, every media member that we know right now
has to have an opinion on something.
No, but
to have an opinion.
But nobody truly knows what Tom Brady's going to do.
Nobody.
We all know that. Final segment coming up next. You want to get in? Short segment to do so. 617-779-7937. You got something you want to tease?
I got to. We have to like start and end each segment with a yo mama joke.
All right.
Your mama's so ugly. No, your mama's so stupid. No, I don't like this one.
I'm going to steal the.
Your mama's so poor she can't afford to pay attention.
All right. Well, this one is funny. This is from the text line. This is in no one in particular. Meaning the text line. Your mother's so ugly that the dog takes her for a walk.
There you go.
That's a good one. All right, final segment next.
This is Wiggy James and Valen on WEEI.
Oh yeah! Tonight you got me. Nick, good Sunday today. We got Celtics-Lakers at 3:30, and the season premiere. I've been waiting, what is it, it's been 3 years, it seems like?
It's been like two and a half years,
the season premiere of Better Call Saul. Wiggy, you got Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Do you don't watch?
I never got into
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Okay, did you ever get into Narcos?
No.
I blew through the first season of Narcos. I haven't watched
it. I'm watching Luther now.
What's that?
Luther.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
That's with Idris Elba. I'm watching that. But I haven't got. I never got into Narcos or Breaking Bad. I'm waiting. The one show that I do waiting to come back, I think it comes out in the summer, is The Queen of the South.
Okay. Oh, you also should watch this one on FX about early 80s cocaine thing in South Central called Snowfall.
Yeah, Snowfall.
Snowfall. Hey, by the way, hey, Nick, were you able to get that Antonio Brown sound?
I completely forgot to look for it. So
oh, that's okay. Him in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, no, I
know. With Charlemagne the God. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, nah, it was above Belichick. So, you know what? That actually makes me feel better because I knew Bill wouldn't let him go. There's no way Bill would let that talent go. I'm sorry. Right. Bill would stick with.
So then who's the final decision maker for the organization?
Oh, there's no. Well, like, that was a mandate by Robert Kraft.
Right.
That was like, you're going to.
So you don't think if Kraft mandates to Belichick where he's signing Brady, you don't think he falls in line?
What do you mean?
Like if he says, all right, I'm giving Brady his 2-year deal. I mean, you might be wanting to move on from him, but here's what I'm giving him. Make it work.
I don't know, man. Courtney, you know, we talked about this.
But we just seen it with him moving on from AB. So at the end of the day, what Kraft says when it's like big decisions, Garoppolo,
I think in this case, Robert's going to be way too emotional.
So you
to
think
make
he
a decision.
Steps in on?
I think,
hold on.
I think
he stepped in on Garoppolo, right? We can agree with that.
Yes, yes.
He stepped in on AB, which looks like right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that he won't step in on the greatest quarterback
I think he's going to tell Bill what to do.
That has basically built that franchise.
Here's the thing. It's not that he's going to not step in. I think Bill has already made a decision on a contract. He's going to drop it in front of Brady, say, this is my offer.
But don't you think
they're
Kraft
going,
is
I
the,
think
no,
they're
going
to they're
gonna
negotiate. I think that they're going to put together some of their best number crunching. Mm-hmm. They're going to put together their best offer.
Yep.
It's going to be the first offer is going to be the best offer.
But would you agree that Kraft's going to be involved in that offer?
Kraft will be involved. That's what I'm saying. Like, he'll be involved in the offer. I just don't think that they're going to budge far from it. Because I think Bill's going to be having to look ahead and be like, all right, well, this is as far as I can go, as high as I can go. And I think there's going to be very little negotiation for Brady's camp, or at least a leeway for Don Yee and Brady.
As we all agree.
I'm not saying that Kraft is not going to have a say in this contract. I think that he and Bill are going to spend the majority of the time sitting down and drafting up an offer.
I was going to say, Belichick don't play poker.
No.
He got no poker face.
Yeah, but he's never played poker with somebody like Brady. You know what I mean? It's one thing when you're sitting across the table and the guy you're sitting across is the chip leader.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to Nick LaPan. Great job on the show. Everybody called. Everybody listened. Everybody texted. Well, mostly everybody who texted, except some idiots. Wiggy, Courtney, it was fun. Another fun Sunday. Stay tuned. Next Red Sox coming up right here on WEI against the Orioles down in Fort Myers. Celtics big game today at 3:30 against the Lakers. No Kemba Walker. I appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Back same bad time, same bad channel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.